Thank you. Okay, good morning. Okay, we're up to, this is Gillian, I sorry I didn't call you, but we did a bit yesterday. I did it like recorded it up at some point. Yeah. Was that? Oh, you did? Okay, great. Okay, fine. So great. So we didn't go so far. We just did on, we went to the tree sugya. On Chof Gimel, Ahmed, Chof Gimel Ahmed Aleph, the two dots, the first two dots. Kate Thad, Hayu Masin Masois. Yeah, how, this is quite straightforward. How did the, we said Masin is lighting, right? Is it right? We proved that. Masois. So, Mivin Klunsos, they brought poles before. So, Amarav Yehuda, Dalid Mine Arozim Haim. There are four kinds of cedar tree. And if you list them, Erez is one, Kastrom is two, Eight Shemin is three, and Borosh is four. Seems that we know most of what these are, so we're just going to, the Gemara is going to explain what Kastrom is. Kastrom is Amarav Idra. It's called Idra. Okay, they knew what that was. We don't really know what that is. Debei Rebbe Shila Omri. Mabliga is actually no. Kastrom is mabliga, and some people say va'amrila gulmish. Some people say this kastrom is gulmish. So there's three opinions what this kastrom is. But pligi, this that we say there's only four kinds of eres of cedar tree, actually argues the Rabba Bar Huna with Rabba Bar Huna. The Amar Rabba Bar Huna. Rabba Bar Huna says, and some people say Amri Bey Rav. No, in the no. So in the name of Bey Rav. He said it in the name of the Bey Rav, means the base of the Medrash of Rab.
Asara mini arozim haim. They're actually not, there's not four, there's ten. Yeah, Shanemar, being the Pasuk. Etain b'midbar. So this is now the list, yeah. Is Erez is one, Shita is two, Hadas is three, the eight Shemen is four. And this is Asim, I will place Ba'arava in the plains. Barosh is five, Tidhar is six, and Vsa'ashur is seven. Now, Yachdav, we're going to put them together. The Gemara is going to ask, yeah, we said there was 10 and there's only 7 now. So, but any first, we're going to explain what they are. So, Erez is Arza. Okay.
Number 2 is Shita, is a tree called Tornisa. Hadas is Hadas, as we know this. If you look in Sukkah, that's called Asa. That's Hadasim. So, it comes up in Sukkah, this Gemara. Eight Shemen is a Farsama. That's also spoken at the Gemara. It's a very nice smelling thing. You say Baruch on that with on the oil of it. Barosh is Barta, and Tidhar is Shaga, and Ta'ashur is Shorvina. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Hanishiva Havu, there's only 7. So Kiyasa Ravdimi, Omar, he said, Hoisifu Aleyem, that is another 3. These are them, yeah? Alunim is 8, Almugim is 9, and Almugin is 10. So now it's going to explain the first two. Of the meaning 8 and 9. Alunim is butmi, and almunim is bluti. Okay, and almugim, do I say this for the last one as well? And almugim is kasisa. Kasisa, I'm going to say, is coral. You know, coral, where if you go diving in the sea, there's those things that you see under the sea, those, that's coral. We're going to speak about that. So, Ikha the Amri, some people say with the last three, is aronim, this is number 8, and there's armonim is number 9. And Almugim is number 10. So we're going to, Aronim is Ori, and Armonim is Dulvi, and Almugim is the same, that he agrees that it's Kasisa, that it's coral. Okay, now we're going to speak a little bit about coral, the last one in the list. V'tzi Odir Lo Ya'avarenu. Okay, this is talking about a posuk. V'tzi Odir, we're going to say, great ship will not be able to pass through it. It's talking about a nachal, a stream that's going to come out of the base of Mikdash and the Gula Asida. So, Amar Rav, says Rav, Zu Burni Gedola, this is a great big ship. So, Hechi Ovdu, how do they do it? So, Rashi says over here, is for what, is a bit different, for what do they do it? Why do you need this really big ship? It's not for a cruise. So, Maisi, so they bring Shis Alfi Gavri, 6,000 people, betraysa in 12 yarchi shata, in 12 months of the year. Va'amri la, some people say Tracer Alfie Gavri. There was 12,000 people. Vishita Yarkishata in 6 months of the year. Batani, the way they load it up, that means the boat, this great boat, Chala is sand. Yeah, add the Shochna until it sinks somewhat, meaning it gets lower in the water. Vanochis, and it goes over Nochis, then he goes down, means literally dives. Bar Amaroi, it means a diver. Vakota, and he ties. Atuni is strings, ropes, Atuni, sorry. The Kistner of flax. Bukasisa on the to the coral. Okay, Vakota, I just lost my place, yeah. Oh, because he said it already, it says Kota. Vakota Lahu, the Sphinter. Oh, and he also ties the other end of the ropes with the ship, the Sphinter in the Sphina, but not Lichala. And then they take out the sand. Vashadi Libroi. Shadi means they throw it out, Libroi to the outside. And now the ship, because it's not as heavy, the ship starts going up. Yeah, but Kama de Madlaya, and as it's lifting up, Madlaya lift up, Akra, that if it uproots the Kasisa, the coral, because it's pulled out, Amasya, and they bring it, Umachlif, and they exchange it, or sell it, basically, Al-Khad, train Bekaspa. For each one, you get two portions of silver corresponding to it. Okay, Tlas Parvosa, the three ports, having Tarte Bay Armoy, there were two Armenian ports, and the Khada de Bay Parsai, and there was a Persian port. Some people may say, but Romans, so there's different Gerses over here. It's Armai or Romans, if you have a different Gerser. This one says Armai. De Bay Armai, or De Bay Romai, whatever your Gerser is, Maskan Kasisa. They, to the ports, they bring this coral, and De Bay Parsai and the Persian ports, they, ports singular, Maskan Margarita, so they have pearls over there. And Makrayo is called, this port of the Persian one, is Parvosa, the port of the Damash Mahig, which is the Lashon of leadership, the port of leadership. Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to get to talk about Arozim over here. Kol Shita Vashita, every Shita was one of the 10 kinds of cedar trees. Shenotlu Nochrim, Mushalayim, the Nochrim took from Yushalayim when they destroyed it. So Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem is lahachziran lot, is going to replace them. Shenema, because it says Atein B'midbar Erez Shita. So it's going to give in the future, Hashem is going to give these trees back. But Ein Midbar, and what's Midbar talking about? Elu Yushalayim, that's a way of talking about Yushalayim. Shenema, we're going to prove that. Sion Midbar Haisa. That Sion, which is the base of Mikdash, Midbar Haisa. Vigoma. Another statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Bama Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Eloi made Torahs. Anyone who learns Torah, ve'enu melamda, doesn't teach to other people, doima lahadas b'midbar. It's like a hadas in the midbar, meaning what? No, yeah, it doesn't help anybody. Yeah, some people say it the opposite way. They say, well, ikad amri, some people say, kol Eloi made Torah, melamda. And so anyone who learns Torah and teaches it, but Mokum Shein Tamil Chomim, and where there's no one else teaching it, is Doim La Hadas Bimbar. It's like a Hadas in the Midbar, it's like an oasis. Dechoviv, yeah, that people go there. Okay. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Oy Lahem, woe is to them. Lo'ev Dechovim, to the people who serve the stars. Shein Lahem Tekona. There's no, they can't fix the wrong that they did. Shinema, because it's going to say some things you can fix, some things you can't fix. There's Tachas and Nechoshes. From the Nechoshes they took when they destroyed the base of Mikdash, Ovi Zahav, they can replace, you can replace it with gold. But Tachas HaBarzal, in place of the iron, Ovi Kesev, you can bring silver, you can upgrade. Tachas Eitzim, instead of the Eitzim Nechoshes, you can bring metal. But Tachas Avonim, Barzal. But however, Tachas Rabbi Akiva, they killed Rabbi Akiva, the Chaverov, and the Asari Hari Gamalkos, and all the great Talmud Chachamim that they killed. Maimavin, what can you bring? How can you replace that? But Leim Huoyme, it says, I will not clean the spilt blood of theirs. I will not clean. Okay, now back to the Mishnah. Where did they light these big torches on the top of the hills? Base Baltin. Okay, so my base Baltin. Base Baltin, I think it was the last one, number five. So Amma was the fifth mountain. So Amma Rav, yeah, Zu Birom. So if you know that was a place called Birom, a famous place. And my Gola, what it says in the Mishnah, the word Gola, yeah, what does Gola mean? So, Amar Rav Yosef Zu Pumpadisa, that's referring to Pumpadisa where they had yeshivas there. Okay, and my, when it says in the Mishnah, Kumadura Se'esh, What does that mean? That they responded with that. So Tana kol echad ve'echad, each person in each house owner, notel avukubiyado, will take a torch in his hand, va'oilel rosh gago, and will go to the top of his roof, and would wave back. And Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, af chorim, the other places. Also, chorim is another place. V'kiyar, v'goder, v'chavruseha. These are the four places. Also, they also went to the top of the mountains and they lit these torches. So there was extra ones. There wasn't just five. So, Ikad Amri. Some people say, yeah, Beini Beini Havukaimi. These mountains were actually like in between the other ones. So there was actually rather a shorter gap between the torches. Yeah, but Ikad Amri. Some people say Lahach Gisa Eretz Israel. Some people say no. Actually, it was to the other side of Eretz Israel. Let's say Bavel was to the east. Right, so some people did to the east and some people did to the north. It's like to the northeast. Okay, Havu Kaimi. Ma Choshev, the Mishnah enumerates Choshev de Hagisa. Ma Choshev de Hagisa. So, Amrav Yochanan, Ben Kol Achas Vechas, between each of these fire points on the tops of the mountains, is Shemona Parsa, is eight Parsas. So, Kama Havalahu, in total, it's going to be Tlostin Vatarat, it's going to be 32. Vaha, ask the Gemara, Kasha, Vaha, Idna, Tu Vahavo, if you measure the distance, it's a lot more. So, Amar Baye, Astumi, Astitum, Luhu, Dorchai. They've actually got, Astitum means basically the roads were blocked. As soon as the roads were blocked, they have to go the long, curvy way. There's no direct road over there. So, it takes longer. I mean, if you go as the bird flies, it will be less, but actually, it takes more. Dechsiv, L'chein hinene sach es darchei chabasirin. Says, therefore, behold, I'm sach, like Lashon sach, I'm covering your ways with thorns. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Mihachai says the same thing, but he brings it from here. Dechsiv, nesivos nitsivo yisoy, my paths, iva, they were crooked. Okay, Mishnah. Chotzer Gdoila was a great chotzer, Haisi Bishalayim, which was in Bishalayim, or Beis Ya'azik, Haisi Nikris. It's called Beis Ya'azik. Ulasham, and to there, Kol Ha'edim Mishamtim. All of the Edim would go there and gather together. And Beis Din, Boydkin Oysam, the Beis Din would check them out, if what they're saying is true. If they get Sham, as soon as Gdoilois, Oysin Lehem, and they did a big Sudas to encourage them to come. Yeah, Bishvil Shiyu Regil Nulavoy, in order so they should be regular to come. So Bishoina, Loy Hayu Zozim Misham, they wouldn't actually move from that room. Kolayom, all day they would stay there. They'd come to Shabbos, they schlepped all this bed, but they weren't, you've got to go stay here, you can't leave the room. Yeah, but the people didn't like that. So Hiskin Rabban Gamliel Azokin, the elder Rabban Gamliel, made a tekona, Shimal Shiyu Mahalkin Alpaim Amot Lekol Ruach. They could go 2,000 Amos Lekol Ruach. Because the normal rule is that if somebody like leaves the tchum, right, he can only move Dalad Amos. He's restricted to where he can go. But so Rav Gamliel made a tekona that they can go 2,000 Amos to each direction. V'lo el v'vad, this tekona didn't just apply to these people who came to give the edus of the on the moon. Ela afa chokma, somebody is a midwife, a bar lele to help someone give birth, a bar lehotzil, minad leika, somebody who comes to save from a fire, a minagayis and from the army. I mean, a nar from an overflowing river. I mean, a polis from a collapse. Hooray, Eluk Anshi'ir. They're like Anshi'ir. V'yishlehem alpayim l'chol ruach. So therefore, we would have 2,000 amas to each direction. So, Ibai Lahu. Beis Ya'azik Tanan. Oh, was it when it's in the Mishnah? Does it say Beis Ya'azik, which it actually does say in our Mishnah, right? Tanan. Or alternatively, or Beis Ya'azik Tanan. You see it's spelled differently, and they mean two different things. So what is the real gerse of the Mishnah? So Tanan. So Beis Ya'azik. So what's Beis Ya'azik mean? Tanan. Lishna Ma'alia. Lishna Ma'alia means it's a good lishon. It's a positive thing. Okay. Who? Dichsi. We're going to bring a proof that it's a positive lishon. It says Ya'azkehu, and it basically it surrounded it, enclosed. So it's good to feel enclosed. V'yasalkehu, and he removed the stones from there. Skila is removed the stones. So this is a positive thing. Yeah. Or Dilma, perhaps it's Beis Ya'azik, which we don't actually know much about. Ya'azik Tanan. That's how it should be spelt. And it's Lishna Tzara, and it's a Lashon of pain. Or we'll see. Who dichsiv? Because we're going to be a prosek. But who also, he is confined or bound but Azikim in chains. So this Azikim's a negative thing. Basically, he's chained up. So how should the Mishnah read? Which one is it? So Amar Abaye, it's Abaye Asa proved to you from the latter part of the Mishnah, because it says, it was the Amamish made great big feasts they were doing for them. Yeah, Sham Kadeshi Regula Lavoy. So that they should be, you know, people want to come. So you see it's a positive thing over there. People go, hey, great, nice Suda, it's great. So therefore you see it's a positive thing. So you should say the positive word. But then the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Dilma Torti Havu Avdibu. Perhaps it was two things. It was positive and negative. That's about life sometimes, you know, there's positive aspects and negative aspects. So we didn't prove our question, what the lesson of the Mishnah is, Yazik or Ya'azik. Mas Nisan, Kate said, now, the checking the Edim now. Kate said, Boed Kimesa Edim. So, Zug Shabar Rishon, the first pair that came, Boed Kim Oiso Rishon. You would check them first. First come, first checked. Yeah, Mach Nisan Esa Godol, and they would take the larger one, meaning the more Choshev of the Edim, yeah, Shabahen, but Oimrim Lo, and they would say to him, Kate said, Ra'isa es Lavona. How did you see this is the Lavona? What did it look like? Lifnei Chama, is it before the Chama? Or is it La'acha Chama, or is it after the Chama? So basically, is it, let's say the sun is over, let's just make it easy, it's to the right. The sun is to the right, so is the, is it to the left or the right of it? No, that's not really good. We got a picture in the back of these, so we'll find it quickly. But basically, which side of the sun is it? Let's say this. I'm not finding it quickly.
This may a comma or acha a comma.
Well, here they do, but it's not so So let's say you look to normally the sun goes down over there in the west, right? So if the sun goes on the west. So when you see the moon, is it to the south of it? That means to the left of it, yeah? Or is it to the right of it? Is to the north of it, right? Because that's basically what it's saying. So and that's called lifnei, and that's called also acharei. And then we're going to say the same thing. And the Gemara is actually going to ask a kasher on this. And then we say, is it l'tzvoina or l'droima? Is it to the way I just explained to you, that's what I just said, right? Is it to the north of the sun or is it to the south of the sun? So the Gemara is going to ask, that's the same thing. Why do you ask them the same thing twice? Obviously, it can't be the same thing, so we'll give an answer to that. Kama haya gavoya, how high was it gavoya? Meaning, the Gemara is going to say, how do you measure it? You know, how high did you see up in the sky? La'ayin haya noita, where did the tips point to? You know, when you see the new moons, like the tip, the points on it. So which direction were they? The points. The kama hayarocha, how wide was it? This big, you know, how you measure that? Im omo lifnei chama. So if he said lifnei chama, which means basically to the north of the moon was north of the sun. So lo omo klum. He didn't say anything because that can't be. The moon, generally, always speaking, is to the south of the sun. But achakach, and afterwards, so that he passed the test, it was correct what he said. But achakach hayu machnisin as a sheni, they would check the second witness, because you need two, a boy kinoi so, we would check him out. Im nimtzu divrei mechuvonim, if their words were found to be aligned, then we would say edusun is kayemes. It's a good edus. Okay, so therefore that's it. They can mekadish the chodesh. So what did they do with the other edim? So v'shar kol azugois, all the other pairs, shoylim oisan rashi dvarim. They would ask them a little bit of questions just to make sure they're useful. Yeah, but lo shahayit tzrichim lam, not that they really needed them. Ella kadeshu shelo yetsa b'fachi nefesh, they shouldn't go disheartened. B'shvil shiu regilim lavoi. So these people should be regular to come. Okay, we'll just do this a little bit more Gemara because this is basically the continuation. So what I just said, v'haynu lifnei chama, if it's lifnei chama, which we said means to the, which means to the north, haynu l'tzvoina, it's the same as l'tzvoina. And the same thing, haynu l'acha chama, if it's l'acha chama, right, it's haynu l'droima. So it's the same thing. So amar baye, no, this is what it means. When it says acharei and lifnei, it means Pegima Sart live near Choma? Was the Pegim the concave bit, right? You know, the moon's like this, right? So that's this is the Pegima of the moon, right? The Pegima of the moon, was that facing the sun? This is the sun. So was the Pegima facing the sun, or was it that way? Right? So if he says, okay, so like this. So Ima, was that? That was which way was it facing? So yeah, that I also bothered me that I haven't got 100%. Yeah, I think Toysus deals with that. Yeah, it's similar. Like Ein Herr Neuter. Yeah, but it could be that Ein Herr Neuter means it could be the direction more, not relation to the sun, because it's not always like that. Because something's like that. Yeah, but good, well done, good, brilliant. Okay, so if he said Im Omar Lifnei Chama, if he said it's Lifnei Chama. Yeah, loy ama klum. The pegima sar is before the chama. He didn't say anything because I suppose it's facing. Yeah, right. Because that means it's facing the chama. So damar yochanan, because we're going to see it. Maidechsi, what does it mean when in this pasuk it says v'hamshel v'pachadimoy, the rulership and the awe is with him with Hashem. Oisi shalom bimroimov, and Hashem does peace in the higher heavens. So now we're going to explain this. Me'olam never ever lo rasa chama. The chama did not see. The sun did not see. Pegimasa, the inside bit, the bit going in. Shel levona, because it's a bit. It's like being undressed kind of thing. You don't want to like being seeing the pegima of the levona is like being undressed. It's embarrassing. But lo pegimasa, and also a similar thing that you don't have the pegimasa shel keshes. Also. He didn't see the pegima of the keshes, meaning you got your rainbow. You never see the sun in the inside bit of the rainbow, right? The rainbow, the sun is always above the rainbow, not underneath it. We'll explain that. Pegima shel lavana. Why does the sun never see the pegima of the lavana? Because it's going to have a halishas adas. It's going to feel disheartened. It's going to and embarrassed because it's realized that it's not. You know, not as good as the sun. Pegima sashal keshes. Why can't the sun see the pegima of the keshes? The lo lemru, so people shouldn't say, ovdichom, the people who serve the sun, to say that, oh, giri, the arrows, karma shadja. You see, the sun is like the keshet. Right, looks like a bow. It looks like a bow. Right, in Hebrew, it goes a lot easier, doesn't it? Keshet, and right, it's like a bow, and therefore, if you have the when you pull a bow and arrow, right, you pull the thing back, and it's in the inside, right. So it looks like the sun's going to be like a fire-headed arrow that's going to blow anyone up who disagrees with it, and it's going to destroy you. So because the sun's all powerful, so we don't want people to say that. So therefore, Hashem makes it out so it doesn't happen. We'll stop there.